Hi, this is Andre from Park Chorus. You're listening to Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
Hi, this is Matt from Park Chorus, and I have a huge penis.
This is Tom from Park Chorus. I'm not wearing pants, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Hey, this is Park Chorus from David, and Scott Tinetti on Insomnia Radio is listening to you. Are you saying anything illegal?
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This week I'm bringing you the music of Park Chorus, a band based in San Francisco. And from their debut self-titled EP, this is Us. Enjoy.
Set on getting bent and lost.
from their self-titled debut EP that was Parcourse with Us. Recently, I met up with Parcourse at Specs, a local bar in San Francisco's North Beach District. We shared a few beers and some good conversation. Listen in. I'm here with the boys from Parcourse, and I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves and tell me what instruments you play.
David, guitar.
I'm Tom, I play guitar.
And I'm Andre, bass player.
So guitar, bass.
We also sing a little bit too.
And no drummer?
Drummer is out.
He's in absentia with illness.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
poor guy.
Sick. He wanted us to mention that he has a big dick though.
All right. Well, I was going to say, well, let's talk smack about him, but I guess that is all the smack that we need to hear.
That's going to be on the podcast.
How long have you guys been together, actually, as a band, in your current incarnation?
Current incarnation?
Current incarnation.
Yeah, including you.
7 months?
7 months, yeah.
Wow.
Our final form.
So, Tom, you didn't play on the debut EP.
Not the first one, no.
That was all David, all the acts were.
Right, exactly.
And guitarist we refer to as Mr. Mysterio, but we won't refer to him by name.
Okay. And in your current incarnation, so you've been together 7 months, you just joined the group then, obviously, in February, March-ish.
I think it was March.
But you guys have been playing together for a little while, David and Andre?
This band, with our drummer, David and I have been playing together for about 5 years. David and I were in a previous band together.
Yeah,
called Pete.
I noticed it was all capitals on the website. Did that stand for something?
No, it didn't.
It just...
But we made people think it did.
All right.
Our drummer at the time said we named it like you name a child. So we got to be
like, all right.
I'm pretty much out of that. But that was about 12 years ago. Yeah. So
it wasn't like from the ashes of Pete or Rose Parcourse. It was like, that was...
Well, it almost did. That band existed for a long time.
Oh, okay.
There was about 2 years of downtime between the two bands. But,
right on.
You had traction. Like you guys actually like got radio play and stuff like that.
He got noticed.
Radio play on what?
All over the place.
All local stations, and then K Rock down in LA. Buddy Bingenheimer, you know? Buddy.
Uh huh.
The mayor of Sunset.
Right.
Got a hold of the disc. We recorded the disc and then we broke up.
Right after
we finish recording.
There's two times when bands break up.
Why does that happen?
It's like bands go on tour and they break up.
Because they can't stand being around each other.
And they break up. And yeah, or they go on tour and they can't stand each other, so they break up. Or they go in the studio and all the downtime just kills the buzz or whatever.
It's the combination of having to hear the same songs over and over again for weeks on end, paired with hours of mixing and having to hear those songs. And it brings out a lot of weird things, I guess.
Add drug problems and cowardice in there. The band is done.
So how did you guys do with this? The latest recording, Names of Battles, is the name of the new EP, correct?
Right. Yep.
And in talking with David, I see David nearly every day at work, and you know, he said it was kind of a struggle. He would go to your house every night and mix the album. How did you guys do with, in terms of the recording and the mixing and the process, like how long did it take? Did you guys, obviously you're still friends, you're having a couple of pints together?
So far.
So tell me a little bit about the recording process.
It took about a year and a half. Which was about a half a year longer than we had anticipated. We went down to a friend's place who had recorded the first EP. And he was moving down with his band, Graham Rabbit, which is his brother's band. He was moving down to Joshua Tree to set up a studio down there and work with the band Graham Rabbit. But leaving San Francisco with all his gear, so we're like, wanted him to record our basic tracks, so we met up with him in
Porterville.
In Porterville. Outside of Bakersfield. Right, right. It's a Sierra Foothills town. South of Fresno, outside of Bakersfield.
Right.
Just quite a nice little place, but his family owns a little ranch down there. So we set our stuff up and recorded our basic tracks down there in the middle of nowhere.
And by basic tracks, just meaning no overdubs, so no vocals, no solo type stuff, no keyboard stuff.
Mainly drums and bass, and a little scratch guitar. So we took that, and that was done in Pro Tools, and we took that back up here, and I dumped it into my system, and we did all the overdubs in my house, and all the vocals.
So do you have like an actual recording studio set up at your house, or?
I have a little setup. I don't know how much of a
computer and just
studio
equipment,
computer and blackboard gear and basement,
yeah. Which is key.
That's good. Yeah,
it's a modest.
You're in Oakland,
and and a neighbor who just smokes weed and plays a xylophone all day.
Hope that didn't bleed on the tracks.
Lots of weed. If you listen closely, you can hear bong rips and xylophone riffs.
Two great tastes that go really together.
He smiles as you're turning blue, standing there in his gray suit, with nothing to do but watch and wait, till your company steps aside, and leaves you to wander the lamplight. He's following you, now you see. Shadows climb through windows.
also from their debut EP. That was Nightclub. You can check out the songs from their debut EP. Actually, you can download all of them free directly from their website. Go to parkhorsemusic.com. And now back to some more conversation. I'm going to ask this question of Andre and David because Tom wouldn't be affected by this one, but debut EP, Park Horse. Actually, a couple of questions from this. The first one's going to be, it was recorded, or actually released, I don't know when it was recorded, but it was released in 2003. Why 3 years between EPs? Is there a story there?
Trying to find like the elusive fourth member is probably part of that.
So that's where Tom does come in.
Yeah, he does come in on that. We played with a couple people, including Mr. Mysterioso.
Right. Mr. Mysterio.
And it was just hard to find that fourth element that really fit in.
Sure.
So we went through a kind of a chorus of fourth members that would hang on for a few months and go and hang on for a few months and go.
And all the time, did you like plan, like when you're working with one of them, say, okay, we're going to go in the studio, we're going to record some more, or was it just more practice and gigging, or was it just practice?
There's a lot of working on, there's a lot of working on new material kind of, and looking for shows and such.
Right.
There's a lot of downtime in there. When we recorded that, our first 2.5 years, I was finishing a program in school, so it was sort of, the band sort of wasn't my number one priority at that point. Although I practiced twice a week and worked on new material and did quite a bit at that time. But it wasn't as full as it could have been. But after we recorded that, sort of things fell apart with the guitar player who worked on that record with us. And then we had a second guitar player. He's actually the guy who engineered that record.
And did bass tracking.
And he did the bass tracking on the new one.
Okay.
The new EP as well. But he had ideas of Grandeur and like his brother's band. So while all that was happening, David was actually going to leave the country and the Park Horse was going to happen. And we're, Matt and I, the drummer, we're trying to figure out what we were going to do. And we ended up, David came back.
Remember that.
I came back in the gear.
I did leave the country and then I came back.
You went to Czechoslovakia, right?
I went to Prague. Yeah. To find myself.
The Czech Republic, I guess, is now called.
To find myself in a Czech bride. Didn't work out.
Maybe you'll find her here in San Francisco.
Yeah, maybe. We lured him back.
Yeah. Nice.
And things have been going really well.
Good. Yeah. So it's kind of the typical story of ennui mixed with the lack of personnel, mixed with shit going on in people's lives and so forth. Not a lack of desire to promote and make music, but
I think
life happening. Basically.
Yeah, I think what happened with in the transition between Andre and my old band Pete and the new one is that at least personally it was like trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to do next? I'm going to go over and do this, or I'm going to go over and do that, and always kind of figuring out that what we really wanted to do was play music together. And so we just sort of kept coming back, go off and try and do this, go off and try and do that, and then, oh, well, actually, what I'd much rather do is just keep playing music. We'll be right back.
that she'll plead. And the days go by, but the telephone won't ring. So he pours a drink to get sick into the sink. And they do their best to make light of heavy things.
That was The Ballad of Betty and Billy, the first single from their brand new EP, which is titled Names of Battles. And they're having a CD release party on Thursday, October 19th at the Uptown in Oakland. And they're also going to have a second one on November 8th at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. So do check them out if you get a chance. ParkhorseMusic.com or MySpace.com/Parkhorse for all the details. And one additional detail about their CD release shows is that they will be giving away free copies of their new EP, Names of Battles, at the door. They figure that the more people that hear their music, the better. And I can't agree more. I think that that's a great new tactic and strategy that bands are doing these days, offering up some of their music for free just so that it gets in more ears and it spreads virally through word of mouth and so forth. So let's get back to our increasingly sloppier conversation.
So talking about developing songs, I mean, to me it sounds like no one single member of the band is walking in to the practice studio and saying, I wrote a new song, this is how it goes, this is how you play it, these are the chords, and these are the changes, so execute. I mean, how does the songwriting process go? How does the collaboration process go?
Well, that's, I mean, actually, that is pretty much how we start. I mean, David is our primary songwriter, best songwriter I've ever known.
He's damn quite good. Quite damn good, I should say.
But he'll bring an idea to us, and usually it's a pretty complete idea. All the individual parts aren't worked out, but a lot of good ideas of where he thinks the sound should go. And he and I have been playing together again for 12 years, so
you guys know each other pretty
right,
well.
We know, you know, I know what he's looking for, and you know he knows what I'm going to do, and it's sort of intuitive in that way. But sometimes he'll come to the band with something that's a little less complete, and we just vamp on it, and it just comes together. I mean, it is a very organic process.
So David's the alpha dog.
Yes,
sort of.
The alpha dog.
He doesn't alpha come across though. He's very quiet and sort of unassuming.
He beats us profusely in the rehearsal studio.
Don't tell him!
He beats us profusely in the rehearsal
studio. He said he beat us to be told!
I wore a jacket with long sleeves today for a reason.
Hide your bruises, right?
Make me strange if I hang
That was the track With Me, also from Names of Battles, their brand new EP. Again, be sure to check them out October 19th at the Uptown in Oakland or November 8th at the Rickshaw Stop. These are their two official CD release parties, and as I mentioned before, they will be giving away free copies of the new EP at the door to everyone who shows up. So do go check them out and enjoy. Just a little bit more conversation, another song, and we'll wrap up yet another episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
I know the fans of Parkhors that have been out to see your shows, your live shows, they pretty much know what to expect. What does somebody listening to this episode who has never seen Parkhors live before, what do you think they can expect in live shows?
Very, very big sound.
Big sound.
Very large sound. We're a loud band.
We definitely have a loud sound. We're very large sound.
So you turn up your amps to 11?
Pretty much. Yeah. We're definitely. Yeah. I mean, because
amps are 12.
It's all about the sonic energy on stage.
And nice.
Our drummer, who unfortunately isn't here. It's amazing.
Oh, the one with the
big penis.
Right. He's great to watch. He's great to listen to.
So loud. That's it? That's what they can expect? Just loud? Can they expect antics? You know, Flea comes out naked and plays bass on his shows.
We're not like Brian Jonestown Massacre. We're going to jump on stage and punch each other and flick cigarettes at the crowd. We kind of stand by our music and we play it. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's long and involved in, like, talking about the lengths of the songs. It's like, are you going to be there and listen to it or aren't you? And I think we pay a lot of attention to dynamics, I mean, within songs, but also if you're talking about a set that we play, we pay a lot of attention to where you start and where you finish and what happens in between as far as, like, you know, we're going to go from this really strong opening high to, like, bringing it down and having people calm down and listen and then bringing it back up again, as opposed to just sort of assaulting people with this or that.
We're definitely not an antics type band. I mean, we definitely are focused on the music we're playing. I mean, not to the extent that we're like a shoegazing band where we're just staring at our guitars the whole time and not paying attention, but I think we have a good mix of where we're like acknowledging the audience and having a really good time and, you know, and really focusing on the music and making the song sonically happen.
Although there's some bands that we all listen to in common, I can even say that we all stand by the sort of good songwriting in general, and we all share a lot of common influences, and it's really not forced. We really don't set out to sound like this, or we set out to sound like that, or what was great in the past, or what's really great now. I think there are a lot of bands that set out to sound like what's great now, or what's great in the past, but I think that our approach is very genuine. That's one thing you can say, is that we play what we like, and there are things that we appreciate in common that definitely come through in our music, but there are also little subtleties that come through that, you know, we all like things that the other members in the band don't. And those come through in unique ways. And I mean, I think everything that's great that's ever been done has been something that's original and not contrived and comes from a lot of different sources.
And I think that having us playing together for as long as we've been playing together, we just sort of naturally arrive at some of these ideas that we don't even have to think about them. You know, there is no thinking about them.
Yeah, we don't really talk about when we're writing songs. You don't say, or this needs to sound like this, or it needs to sound like that. It just kind of, we just come in there with our different influences and we start playing based on the song, and we decide what sounds best and we go with that.
It really is for me, it really is a very, it's real communication between us. I mean, we're friends and we hang out when we don't play music and stuff, but I've never really been in a band like this one where there was so little discussion about how to play songs, what we want things to sound like. I mean,
I ride you pretty hard.
What's that?
I said I ride you pretty hard.
Well, you just give me shit. But seriously, like, I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that interpersonally we enjoy being together, we enjoy playing music together, we just enjoy the entire experience, and you just don't find that mix, you don't find that connection with a group of musicians where there's a lot of things you don't really have to talk about. Things just kind of happen. We know when it's, I don't want to sound cheesy, but we sort of know when it's a parkour song. We know what a parkour song sounds like. We know how to play it. We know about the way we, like, the things we like to do with dynamics, the things we like to do rhythmically, texturally. We have an understanding, and so things just kind of happen, and it's actually really refreshing.
Well, this concludes my interview with Parkhorse. I want to thank Andre, Tom, and David of the band for agreeing to sit down with me and for allowing me to feature their excellent music in this program. I hope you've enjoyed it. Go check them out. Again, parkhorsemusic.com or myspace.com/parkhorse. If you get a chance to go to either one of their CD release parties, please do. And stay tuned to their websites for more information on future gigs. This has been Scott Tinetti for Insomnia Radio, San Francisco. Take care.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.